Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 20. In the year that the commander-in-chief, who was sent by Sargon, the king of Assyria, came to Ashdod and fought against it and captured it, at that time the Lord spoke by Isaiah, the son of Amos, saying, "Go and loose the sackcloth from your waist and take off your sandals from your feet." And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. Then the Lord said, "As my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot for 3 years as a sign and a portent against Egypt and Cush, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptian captives and the Cushite exiles, both the young and the old, naked and barefoot, with buttocks uncovered, the nakedness of Egypt. Then they shall be dismayed and ashamed because of Cush their hope and of Egypt their boast. And the inhabitants of this coastland will say in that day, 'Behold, this is what has happened to those in whom we hope, and to whom we fled for help to be delivered from the king of Assyria. And we, how shall we escape?'" Chapter 21. The Oracle Concerning the Wilderness of the Sea. As whirlwinds in the Negev sweep on, it comes from the wilderness, from a terrible land. Stern vision is told to me. The traitor betrays, and the destroyer destroys. Go up, O Elam. Lay siege, O Medea. All the signs she has caused I bring to an end. Therefore my loins are filled with anguish. Pangs have seized me, like the pangs of a woman in labor. I am bowed down so that I cannot hear. I am dismayed so that I cannot see. My heart staggers. Horror has appalled me. The twilight I long for has been turned for me into trembling. They prepare the table, they spread the rugs, they eat, they drink. Arise, O princes, oil the shield, for thus the Lord said to me, "Go, set a watchman, let him announce what he sees. When he sees riders, horsemen in pairs, riders on donkeys, riders on camels, let him listen diligently, very diligently." Then he who saw cried out, "Upon a watchtower I stand, O Lord, continually by day. At my post I am stationed, O knights, and behold, here come riders, horsemen in pairs." And he answered, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon, and all the carved images of her gods he has shattered to the ground. O my threshed and widowed one, what I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God..."
J.R. Miller from Evening Thoughts, 1907. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. In this psalm, the description of the godly man is first negative. There are certain things he never does. There are places which he has never seen. He does not make wicked men his advisers. He is not seen with those who are evil. No one ever sees him among mockers. Thus the godly man is known by what he does not do. There are certain things that the godly man does. He loves God's word, reads it, and feeds upon it. He is careful to live where his life may be nourished by the streams of grace. As a result, he is like a tree in his beauty and in his fruitfulness. Fruit is the test of Christian character. Then, the godly man's life does not wither in heat or drought. It is perennial and lives in all kinds of weather. Another feature of his life is that everything he does prospers, not always in worldly things, but even in his losses and trials, he is still blessed. For we know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16.